Let's read together Proverbs chapter 23, verses 17 through 35. Now, here in the second half of Proverbs chapter 23, we have six more sayings of the wise, which give us good advice for life. Proverbs chapter 23, beginning with verse 17. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day, for surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Do not mix with wine-bibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe the man with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth and do not sell it, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, and a seductress is a narrow well. She also lies in wait as for a victim, and increases the unfaithful among men. Let's begin our study of this second half of Proverbs 23 with some background notes. From verse 17 of Proverbs 22, right on through chapter 24, we have a section of the book of Proverbs known as the Sayings of the Wise. We saw that many of these sayings were written by wise believers other than Solomon. We also saw that verse 20 of chapter 22 could be translated excellent sayings or 30 sayings, as some of your translations indicate. We've already looked at 12 of these sayings in the second half of chapter 22 and in the first half of chapter 23. Now here in this second half of chapter 23, which is before us, we have the next six wise sayings. And that brings us once again to our overall doctrinal point for the book of Proverbs. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Verses 19 through 21. Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in the way. Do not mix with wine-bibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for the drunkard and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe the man with rags. The drunkard on the one hand and the glutton on the other are the epitome of no discipline. If you can't discipline your own consumption of food and wine, what can you discipline? Both overeating and overdrinking lead to drowsiness and thus to laziness and then to poverty. So be wise and don't hang out with gluttons and heavy drinkers. That's the point of this wise saying. Now, this does not mean that we don't befriend those people in order to help them and share the gospel with them. Remember, the Lord associated with these needy people to the point where the legalistic, self-righteous Pharisees accused the Lord himself of eating and drinking too much. In Luke chapter 7, verses 33 and 34, we have our Lord's comment to these self-righteous Pharisees. Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 33, where John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, look, a glutton and a wine-bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Luke chapter 7, verses 33 and 34. So we are to befriend these problem people, as the Lord did, in order to try and help them. But don't make these kind of people your close friends, or they will drag you down. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Even when your folks get old, you should honor them. This is one of the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. Exodus 20, verse 12. To honor your folks as they get older does not mean that you have to obey them and do everything they say as when you were a child. But you certainly listen to what they say, and you don't despise them or look down on them by just shipping them off to a nursing home somewhere and forgetting about them. Verse 23, Proverbs 23:23. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also, wisdom and instruction and understanding. The point of this proverb is to spare no expense in order to acquire truth and wisdom and self-discipline and understanding. Obviously, you're going to spend a lot of time in the Bible if you're going to follow the wisdom of this proverb. Illustration. I once had a person ask me if it was financially justified to spend money to go on a Holy Land tour. I told him that you couldn't spend your money more efficiently in order to learn and appreciate God's word than to go to the Holy Land and see the very places where so many of the Bible events took place. Verses 24 and 25 of Proverbs 23. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let her who bore you rejoice. Notice how this wise saying starts as a general statement, but then moves to a direct address to the children. Teenagers here today, do you want to see your parents be glad and rejoice and not go to an early grave? Then follow the way of wisdom. Love the Lord and obey his word as a lifestyle. Verses 26 through 28. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my ways. For a harlot is a deep pit, and a seductress is a narrow well. She also lies in wait as for a victim, and increases the unfaithful among men. Let me ask you, what chance of escape do you think you would have if you fell into a well so narrow that you could not move your arms? That's the idea here. Not much chance of escape from sexual sin once you are caught, especially when the wayward woman is out to get you and she has been very successful. Verse 28. So the point of this wise saying is, don't even risk getting caught. Now, how do you avoid getting caught in sexual sin? First, you understand the process. It starts with the heart, moves to the eyes, and then to the act. Remember what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 28. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Matthew 5, 28. So guarding your heart and your eyes is very important, as we see here in verse 26 of Proverbs 23. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. Men, what you look at on the internet is very serious in light of this biblical proverb. Verses 29 through 35 of Proverbs 23. Now, in these verses, we have a classic description of a drunkard. In fact, it is like a case study of a drunkard. Let's read these verses. Proverbs chapter 23, beginning now with verse 29. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Those who linger long at the wine. Those who go in search of mixed drink. Do not look on the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly. At the last, it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you will be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea, or like one who lies at the top of the mast, saying, they have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake, that I may seek another drink? The drunkard is really not happy, and rants and raves and rambles and rages about his troubles. The drunkard starts needless fights and quarrels. The drunkard has perennial bloodshot eyes. The drunkard spends too much time looking at, talking about, experimenting with, and consuming alcoholic beverages. The drunkard is confused and loses control of his mind and his tongue. The drunkard imagines things and hallucinates. The drunkard reels to and fro as if he were being tossed around on the sea or perched on the top of the mast of a ship in rough seas. The drunkard is so out of it that he can fall or be struck in a fight and be injured and not feel it. His main interest is to have another drink, not realizing that it is poison and will lead to death like a viper's bite. So let me ask you now, is drunkenness a medical problem or a moral problem? Answer, it is both. It's true that some people are more genetically prone to alcohol than others, but it is a moral problem also because it does involve moral choices. Would you agree? You don't excuse sexual sin based on genetics. And you don't excuse the sin of drunkenness based on genetics. Make the right moral choice and don't even look at an alcoholic beverage if you have a problem in this area. The Proverbs are wise advice for everyday living. Let's move now to our practical application for the second half of Proverbs 23. Look up and look ahead. Look up and look ahead. Verses 17 and 18. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Suppose you wanted to take all the lessons that we have in the Bible for living a life that is pleasing to God and boil it all down to one concise, catchy statement or phrase. Could you do it? Well, our practical application is a good suggestion. Look up and look ahead. That's really what we have in the wise saying of Proverbs 23, 17 and 18. Verse 17, look up. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. And verse 18, look ahead, for surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. In this world of attractive things and temptations, it is so easy to look down and even envy sinners who seem to have it made. Don't look down. Look up and live your life in line with verse 17. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. And in this world, it's so easy to get discouraged with problems and trials and be totally involved emotionally in the here and now. Listen. Don't forget the future. Look ahead. Verse 18, for surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Think of the hope that we have as believers, and no one can take that away. There is a wonderful future for us that cannot be cut off. So look up and look ahead.